like I do. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank You for this opportunity to extend our Christmas celebration. Father, to sing these songs that remind us of Jesus becoming flesh and coming to live among us, to live an exemplary life, a perfect life, and then to take our sins to that cross and in our place pay the penalty for our sins, providing forgiveness, a relationship with You, our Creator. And those of us who've journeyed into that relationship, we thank You. Father, we pray that You'll guide us as we continue to look at Your love that sent Your one and only Son, Jesus, the light, coming into this dark world. Father, I pray that Your Spirit would move this morning as we spend time in Your Word. In Jesus' name, amen. An American soldier who served in Iraq once said this: "There is no God in Iraq. I've fought there 2 times, and I haven't seen Him yet." Now, that is certainly how that soldier felt. But it wasn't true. God was in Iraq. God is in Iraq. A woman who moved to northern Alaska in the winter said, "I have lived here for 2 months and I haven't seen the sun. There is no sun in Alaska." Now, I'm sure she feels that way, but it's not true. There is a sun in Alaska. The Old Testament records a time when the prophet Elijah, in the depths of depression, was hiding out in a cave. And he said to God, "I'm the only prophet left in Israel. There's no one else."